Thanks for joining me for this session of Discussions in Body Art. In body art safety, a common theme is using products according to the manufacturer's instructions for use, or IFUs. If you haven't already, you'll hear me say that again in different sessions, and my colleagues who also produce online content and deliver body art presentations will certainly say that as well. These instructions, or IFUs, include the intended application of a product, such as antiseptics for living tissues and disinfectants for hard surfaces. Practitioners tend to focus mostly on contact times for disinfectants and antiseptics, but how products are stored, disposed of, the recommended PPE, maybe ventilation, and what I believe is overlooked the most, expiration dates, are also important considerations. It's very easy to take products from a storage cabinet as needed and put them in the procedure area without paying close attention to when they expire. The volume of product a facility can purchase is relative to the amount of storage available and the frequency products are used. There are, of course, discounts for buying in bulk, and buying larger quantities means buying less frequently, which minimizes how much is spent on shipping. But without a plan in place for managing that chemical inventory, it's quite possible a studio may have products in use that have unknowingly expired. Because some products are used less often and sit in storage longer, out of sight, out of mind. Buying in bulk may feel like a better deal, but may also result in wasted products and wasted money, if expired products are discovered and removed from inventory, that is. During COVID, for example, many studios around the U.S. were closed for long amounts of time, and when piercers and tattooers finally went back to work, maybe after several months, many probably had expired products in their studios, and we can only speculate how many looked at expiration dates and prioritized their use accordingly, or threw anything away. As the owner of a studio that was closed collectively for about 11 months, I know the pain of throwing away products I paid for but were already expired when my studio reopened. The expiration date refers to the expected stability and quality of a product up to a specific point in time when stored and used according to the manufacturer's instructions. Expiration dates represent the last day a product is expected to be at its highest quality, meaning the most effective. The potency of a chemical product starts weakening over time and quicker once the container's been opened, and the more often a container is opened, the quicker the chemicals inside evaporate, weakening the solution. An expired product hasn't necessarily become a hazardous chemical, but its composition is degrading and the product may not be as effective as one that has not yet expired, so there is risk in its continued use with the false pretense that it still works effectively. No product should be assumed to be effective after the expiration date is passed, and unless labeled otherwise, the expiration date is the same whether or not the container was opened. Yet a chemical container that has both been opened and expired may harbor pathogenic microorganisms and put workers and the public at risk by failing to work as intended. When chemical products of any type arrive at the studio, they should be placed into storage in a first-in, first-out system. I think it's fair to say most workers probably grab the most convenient item from the storage area, so it should be someone's responsibility to keep them arranged accordingly. Studios can develop policies that require practitioners to confirm the expiration of any product they're going to place in their procedure area. As a part of a studio's communication program, lists of expirations can be kept in or near closets and cabinets where products are stored for easy reference and easily updated. A laminated sheet or dry erase board can be kept near or in a procedure area like a piercing room that has each product listed with their corresponding expiration dates that's easy to see and easy to update. If you own or manage a body art studio, or if you're an inspector who visits body art facilities, take a survey of the products in use in the procedure areas, the ones used by the front-end staff, and those in storage closets. I hope you don't find anything expired. Thanks for listening to the Discussions in Body Art podcast. I hope you found it useful. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be forwarded to john@newflowerstudio.com. If you enjoy my content, you can help me out by suggesting this podcast to your colleagues. Subscribe on Patreon for exclusive content and visit newflowerstudio.com/NFW/podcast to learn more.